Hamtramck had some clubs. So we went to, we gravitated towards Hamtramck. We started writing songs. We moved to another space, a barber shop on Gratiot and 6 Mile. And let's see, the first place, we started writing songs. We started getting a set together. We knew exactly what we were doing. I didn't know I was going to play guitar at first. We asked Bob East if he wanted to play. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to play simple, straight ahead rock and roll like Chuck Berry and all that. And he didn't really understand what we were trying to do. No fault of his own. I mean, he just didn't see it. And so I started playing guitar and wrote songs. Robert Gillespie, who's a guitar player, had joined up with Rob Tyner from the MC5, and they were reforming the MC5. So he came over to our rehearsal space around, it was 1976, around August, I'd say. And we had already worked on a set. We got worked this whole set up. We knew what the look was going to be like. We were following the punk scene, like everybody's moving around on stage, trying to dodge spit and beer cans and people throwing things. So we were doing the same thing, just trying to, you know, and movement on stage instead of standing there like stumps. And if you go back and look at all the punks, you know, throwing stuff at everybody, so everybody's moving around. Avoid the spit, the gobs. So Gillespie comes over. He sees us. He sees four guys with the short hair and our skinny tie. We got our peg leg pants already. We're wearing resale shop clothes, you know, from the 1960s. All this shark skin, we were just getting into the whole thing. We had getting the look together, and the package was there. We knew what we were doing. We just had to refine it. He came over, listened to us, and you know, he listened to what we're doing, and we were real simplified, real straight ahead, simplified, high energy, with the attitude of the five and the straight ahead Kinks thing, and we were no threat, I'm sure. And he brought Rob Tyner over, and they were going to play a show on Jefferson at the My Fair Lady. It used to be a forest, I think it was. And it was, I think it was a gay club, and they were having rock, they were going to do their showcase there. So he asked us if, there was no other clubs really around that you could do original music for bands. And I might be forgetting if there was one or two. The Hamtramck thing was just bubbling under just after this. But so we get offered the show. It's in February, February 14th. It's on Valentine's Day. So the five are playing, going to play, and we're going to play. And I'm sure they're thinking, these guys are no threat, and they're just wimpy pop music. Well, we had this whole thing planned out, and we didn't have anything to wear. We went to a Salvation Army at Royal Oak on, was it 4th Street, I think it is, right around the corner from Incognito, where Incognito used to be. It's still there. And he actually walked up, and there was two suits in the window, and they were orange. They were like something you wear working at a supermarket back in the day. They're like orange, gaudy, kind of shark skin suits, but they're kind of baggy. We go, let me check these out. They're trying to stand. Going inside, and there were like eight suits in there, and they were all the same color. So let's grab these. So we grabbed them, took them to Wally's mom or her friend, and she fitted them to us. So we got them all taken in real tight and all that. Relatively tight, not peg leg, but real. So we had these suits, and we had our set. We had the show, and we got in, and all the press and the radio, and it was all set up for the MC5, and the MC5 did their thing, and they were still kind of looking like Ann Arbor in 1972, 73, kind of a hard rock, but still the same look as 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And here we all come out running around the stage and harmonies and songs tight, 3-minute songs, bam, 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 and we got this great response. And radio people are talking to us, record people are talking to us, Capitol Records. So the word was out, and our aim was to have a single out by that show, and we put out a 45, and it didn't happen until next week. 2 weeks later, we got asked to play again with Link DeVille, and we released a single. And then the third show we played was at Pontiac Silverdome with Peter Frampton, Jay Giles, and Steve Miller, and it was like 6-7 o'clock 7:30 we went on stage. There was more people than we ever played it with for in our lives. 7,000 people, and it was still filling up. Everyone wasn't there yet, but it was still bigger than the crowd that we ever had. So it was like, pretty incredible.